I've been directly involved in the launch of over a dozen multi-site campuses through the churches I've led, and half of them have been in movie theaters. I'm convinced that every church leader should consider using a theater for your next campus or church plant. They're flexible, culturally relevant locations, typically in the center of the community that you're trying to reach. Regal is the only theater company with a dedicated team of full-time consultants ready to help your church launch and succeed in a movie theater. Check out RegalTheaterChurch.com for more information on locations your church could use.
This is the Unseminary Podcast, stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to a very special edition of the Unseminary Podcast. It's Monday. Why are we posting on Monday? We normally post on Thursdays, but you know, there's something kind of cool going on that I want to make sure your church takes advantage of. You maybe have heard about Pokemon Go. It's this incredible free game. It's a location-based augmented reality mobile game. That's a lot to say, that a bunch of churches have been taking advantage of, and I want to give you exposure to one that I think is doing something particularly cool. So I want to welcome to the show Megan Ranson from 242 Community Church in Michigan. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for having me.
I just love this church. This is a great church. Bob Smith was on a while ago. That was a few months ago now. And this is just a fantastic church that I want you to learn from, particularly today with what they're doing with Pokemon Go. So, Megan, why don't you tell us a little bit about the church, if people were to show up, yesterday when they came, or if they were to come this coming weekend, what would they experience and what's your role there?
Yeah, so I'm the communications director here at 242. We are one church in multiple locations. We've got three campuses in Brighton, Ann Arbor, and Lansing, Michigan. Most of our campuses act as community centers, so we are open to the public all week long. We've got an indoor basketball court and an indoor soccer field at our Brighton campus. We've got a cafe, so super interactive, very open to the public. We're pretty laid back. Pretty, I guess, modern services. We're pretty casual. So we just like to have fun, make people laugh, help them feel welcome, give them high fives when they come. You can expect to just feel super welcome and loved when you get here. So.
Nice. Yeah, the thing I love about 242, the vibe I get is you're just really community positive. Like, hey, we want to interact with the community. We want to, obviously just even the way you describe your church is like, hey, we're basically like a community center, lots of stuff going on, which, I think as we continue to progress towards a post-Christian culture, we have to as a church. We can't just wait till Sundays for people to show up. And so that obviously is particularly germane to today's conversation about Pokemon Go. So let me just bring everybody up to speed. So what this is an app. You can get it on your Android or on your iPhone. It's a free app. It's based on, and basically what you're doing is if you're a player, which I think they call a trainer, right? Is that the right term?
Yep, that's right.
You're going to become the Pokemon expert in my life right now, just so you know. What you do is if you're a trainer, is you're going around, you have it shows a map as you're walking around your neighborhood or your community, and various Pokemons will show up, and then you click on them. Once you get close enough, you have to get close enough to these physical areas, you click on it, and then it brings up a view in the real world, and it's called augmented reality because as you flash kind of your phone looking at the space, you actually see these animated Pokemons, and from there you throw a ball at them and you try to catch the Pokemon. Now, the interesting thing about this is it's just exploded. There's 21 million active daily users. Within its first week, it actually surpassed Twitter, which has been around for 10 plus years, which is incredible. In 4 days, actually 10% of all U.S. internet traffic was Pokemon Go, which is incredible. Mobile traffic, which is, amazing. It's well, surpassed. The other interesting thing is there seems to be a community happening around it. So like there's almost 200,000 Pokemon themed playlists already on Spotify. So people saying, hey, this is great music to listen to because maybe the music on Pokemon's not the best. There's just all kinds of amazing things happening. So the big thing, even if you're not into Pokemon, the big thing you need to realize is there are people in your community right now who are wandering around playing this game. In fact, you can see them when you go out into any kind of downtown area, that sort of thing. So what I want to hear, Megan, is your story. What have you done? And this is literally as fresh as last week. What have you been doing with Pokemon Go?
So Pokemon Go exploded last weekend, and over the weekend I just saw all of this is everywhere. It's
Right.
on Facebook, it's on Twitter, it's on Instagram. And so we just thought, people are showing up to our front doors because two of our campuses are gyms. One of them is a Pokestop. People are showing up to our front doors to collect characters, to battle each other, and we just wanted to connect with them. We thought they're here, they're at our church, they would probably never come here any other time. How can we create a connection between us? So one of the things that we've done is at our two gyms, we've posted signs that say, if you're here to battle, come inside, we'll give you a free drink. One of our campuses has a cafe, so that's super easy. We have fountain drinks. All of our cafe staff know, like, hey, if there's Poke players that come inside, greet them, love on them, shake their hand, high five them, talk about what they caught, or if they capture our gym, like, congratulate them and then try to beat them.
Right.
Just don't be weird about it. Just have fun with it. Connect with them. Let them know, like, this is an awesome opportunity for us to connect with you as a church and let you know, like, it's a safe place. Like, it's cool. We're cool still. Like, we're friendly. Come inside and get to know us. We'd love to get to know you. And then at our Pokestop.
We'll pause there for a second. So a gym, for folks that don't know, a gym is you have to be a certain level to compete to get the Pokemons that are there, and they're worth more points. So the fact that your church or two of your locations are gyms already, that's really attracting more of a hardcore player, people who've been playing for a little bit. I know we're only a week old here, but people who have been playing for a while, right? That's how that works, right?
You have to be at least level 5 to participate in gyms. And each Pokemon comes with, like, do you want me, if you want me to explain, each
Yeah, no,
Pokemon
absolutely.
has certain combat power. So they're CPs. So the higher the CP, the easier it is to overtake a gym. There's all kinds of different ways you can get more combat power, but yeah, so that's how that works. They're there to take over and rule the roost, if you will.
That's amazing. Now, how did you how does it does the church become a gym? Did you guys have to apply for it? Was it just automatically?
Nope, they just decided that for us. And I think I saw something today actually where somebody had posted that you can apply for it now, but it's just all determined by them what you are. So we just happened to have all three of our campuses happen to be a part of it, which is really awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool. And then, the thing I love about what you're saying there, about how you're just being real pro, saying, "Hey, come on in, grab a drink. Hey, that's fun. You're trying to be a part of the culture." What have you done with training with your volunteers? Have you done, what did you do to bring people up to speed about it?
So we every week we have an all staff meeting where all of our staff get together, and so we just kind of laid out the game plan. Hey, this is what we're doing. This is our goal. This is what the game looks like, and this is what we would love you to do as you see trainers come and hang out in our areas. So we just kind of created general awareness around it for people on our staff who maybe weren't familiar with the game yet. Also, just making sure that they were aware. Hey, we're inviting them in. Make sure they feel welcome, love on them, and connect. So, pretty simple.
Cool. Now, have you done any kind of real world like PR or anything like that to kind of let people know? Did you talk about it on Facebook? Have you done press releases or anything like that around it?
No press releases. The only thing that we've done so far is Facebook. So, we posted a Facebook post yesterday. Within 4 hours, it had almost 4,000 views,
Oh my goodness.
which is insane. So, people are loving it. We boosted it today, so just because it was doing so well, so we'll see how that does.
We'll link to that in a show notes so people can get a sample, get a sense of how you're talking about it in your community.
Yeah,
Very cool.
absolutely.
Now, so Pokestops, what's the difference between a gym and a Pokestop?
So Pokestop is where you go to collect items. So you get more Pokeballs and you get different shop items like incense and stuff like that that will help you train your Pokemon or like lure Pokemon, stuff like that.
Cool. Now there is something around dropping lures as well.
Yeah.
That's what is that?
So a lure will attract Pokemon to wherever you are. You can pay for them or you can acquire Poke points, and we will be paying for them. It's a dollar for a half hour. That's one of the things we're doing at our Pokestop is next Tuesday during lunch, we're going to drop a couple lures and grill outside, give out free brats, give out free water bottles and
That's
sodas.
amazing.
Show up at our campus because everybody benefits from a lure. We'll just hang out.
Now, any kind of interesting stories? Obviously, it's early days, you know, just kind of fun interactions your people have had or anything like that?
Well, one of our staff members recently overtook our campus or one of our gyms. So we've almost made it a like try to take it back from us kind
right,
of thing.
Right, yeah.
Which is fun with the community. Like, we're in this with you. We're not here just to, you're not showing up and we're trying to, you know, sneak one on you. Like, no, right. we're going to fight for this place.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's just neat, especially with our student community people. They have high schoolers showing up outside. They'll just go outside and there's people just walking around our parking lots collecting mm-hmm. Pokemon, and mm-hmm. they have really great conversations and connect with them and can invite them back to our student ministry. Students that they might not ever connect with otherwise.
That's amazing. Now, the thing I don't want church leaders to miss is this. Okay, we do a lot to get people to come to our churches. Like, I'm sure, you know, I have a special place in my heart for church communications directors because I know it's super hard. And the cool thing that's happening here is people are just showing up to our locations. Let's not miss that opportunity. Don't look at this and be like, gosh, oh my goodness, it's some video game and it's a fad. Yeah, it is. It is a fad, but people are there. They're probably, you know, wandering around your community already. Let's just use this opportunity. It's a fun summertime thing. You know, like you're saying, I love that you're kind of trying to leverage it for students. That's a great, a great opportunity for sure. Anything else you'd love to say to people or, you know, church leaders that might be listening in that are maybe a little bit hesitant, listening in, the lights just went off. There's just so much, the Pokemon have taken over. Anything you'd love to say to people who maybe a little bit hesitant about, just wondering, like, I'm not sure I should do anything about this.
I mean, I've heard lots of positives and negatives about the game itself. People have, you know, thrown out concerns about data information being shared and, you know, we're not promoting the playing of the game per se. Yeah. We're just engaging with the people that are already playing. And we want, as a church, to connect with the community that's around us. Mm-hmm. And people are showing up, and we want to make sure that they know our doors are open. Mm-hmm. And cool. They know that this is a place that you are welcome. No matter who you are, what you believe, the church is a place that you can always come to. Mm. And we're... whatever you're doing, like, we're right there beside you. Mm-hmm. This is an awesome opportunity to say that and do that and be a part of it.
Very cool. Megan, I really appreciate this. You've actually provided us, and we'll have links to them in our show notes, the graphics you guys are using that you printed for signs on the door. So if your church is thinking about doing this, we'll provide links to show you pictures of what, you know, it looks like at, you know, 242, and we'll give you, you know, those graphics. If people want to get in touch with the church, learn more about this, how can they do that?
Sure. You can go to our website. It's at 242community.com. You can also email me mm-hmm. if you'd like. My Perfect. Email address is megan@242community.com, and I'd be happy to answer any questions and get you some Photoshop files if you need those. And, you know, we're happy to be a resource.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's Unseminary podcast. Don't be shy. We'd love to connect. Check out Unseminary Inbox. You can sign up at unseminary.com and we'll send you helpful training resources every week. Plus, you'll gain immediate access to our exclusive members area with tons of resources you can use. Connect with Rich on Twitter at Rich Birch or through email, rich@unseminary.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes for this episode at unseminary.com. It includes links to what we talked about today and more. Leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Did you enjoy today's episode? Drop by iTunes and leave a review. Thanks again for tuning in to this week's Unseminary podcast. Join us next week when we'll learn more stuff we wish they taught in seminary.